The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7. Don't be a judge. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. In the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and the measure you use for others will be used for you. Why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye and not see the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Come, let me take the speck from your eye," as long as that plank is in your own eye? Hypocrite! First, remove the plank out of your own eye, then you will see clearly to remove the speck out of your brother's eye. Do not give what is holy to the dogs, or throw your pearls before pigs. They might trample on them and then turn on you and tear you to pieces. Ask, and you will receive. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened. For everyone who asks receives. Whoever seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Would any of you give a stone to your son when he asks for bread, or give him a snake when he asks for a fish? However bad you may be, you know how to give good things to your children. How much more, then, will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? So, do to others whatever you would that others do to you. There you have the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many go that way. How narrow is the gate that leads to life, and how rough the road! Few there are who find it. The tree is known by its fruits. Beware of false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inside they are voracious wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Do you ever pick grapes from thorn bushes, or figs from thistles? A good tree always produces good fruit. A rotten tree produces bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, and a rotten tree cannot produce good fruit. Any tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then, you will know them by their fruit. Wise and foolish builders. Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my heavenly Father. Many will say to me on that day, "Lord, Lord, did we not speak in your name? Did we not cast out devils and perform many miracles in your name?" Then I will tell them frankly, "I have never known you. Away from me, you evil people." Therefore, anyone who hears these words of mine and acts according to them is like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain poured down, the rivers flooded their banks, and the wind blew and struck that house. But it did not collapse, because it was built on rock. But anyone who hears these words of mine and does not act according to them is like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain poured down, the rivers flooded their banks, and the wind blew and struck that house. It collapsed, and what a terrible collapse that was. When Jesus had finished this discourse, the crowds were struck by the way he taught, because he taught them with authority, unlike their teachers of the law.